I pray that I may speak and you may hear. In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It was a glorious day, a bit like yesterday, and the vicar suggested to his slightly tricky 10-year-old son that they should go out for a walk. It was the vicar's favourite walk, but the first time that he'd taken his son. Soon after they left the vicarage, they went into the woods. It got darker and darker until they came out into a bright clearing in the middle. The sunlight glinted on the trees and warmed them both. In the centre of the clearing stood a tree, the vicar's favourite tree. It was a magnificent silver birch with large spreading branches that almost glowed as they reflected the sun. "Well," said the vicar, "don't you think that tree is absolutely wonderful?" "Yes," said his son. And the vicar said, "Who do you think is responsible for something as lovely as that?" His son thought hard and long, and then said, "The Forestry Commission?" Not quite what the vicar was hoping, I guess, but perhaps our response to Candlemas can be equally skewed or prosaic. Simeon had been promised that he would see the Christ before he died. On meeting the infant Jesus in the temple, he recognized him and spoke the words we now call the Nunc Dimittis. At services on this day, everyone lifts up lighted candles at the words "a light for revelation to the Gentiles," hence the name Candlemas and the end of the Christmas season. And I learnt today something I didn't know, that it was the custom a few centuries ago for everyone to bring their domestic candles they were going to use during the year and have them blessed at that point. Candlemas is a hinge, a pivot. It's where old and new meet, the old dispensation in the person of Simeon, the new in the person of Jesus Christ. It's a gateway in the church's year when our thoughts move from the incarnation and revelation of Christ and turn towards his death and resurrection. A sword shall pierce your own soul too. It is just like coming to a clearing in the middle of the forest. Christmas and Epiphany are fast disappearing in the rearview mirror, and the journey on looks tough and long and difficult. Lent is coming up fast, and the cross is on the horizon. Bathed in the light of the Incarnation, we catch sight of the cross for the first time this year. But Candlemas isn't just an interesting thing we do in church, restored by the Forestry or Liturgical Commission. Jesus Christ, Christianity, is all to do with reality. The reality of being human and loving the God who loves us. The reality of what we all will be experiencing and wrestling with tomorrow and the next day and the next day and so on. Christianity is not about pretending that all is right and lovely. It's not a protection from pain and suffering. We look at our world and we see Syria and ISIS and desperate migrants. We look at our society and we see child abuse and domestic violence and debt and poverty. We look at ourselves and our families and see relationships that go wrong. And in our own lives we know or have known rejection or loneliness or depression. As Christians, we believe in a God who got involved by becoming human and knowing what it is to suffer and is present, crying with us and wanting his light to shine in all those situations and many, many others. And if, like me, you see in Christ's life of loving and death and resurrection a way of understanding your own experience, then Candlemas is one of those times at which we glimpse how it all hangs together. Faith in Jesus Christ is not an escape from the realities of life. The baby that came to love us forever grew up to show that love in knowing what it is to be human, what it is to suffer, and what it is to die. And the light of Christmas, Epiphany and Candlemas is also the piercing light of resurrection. And at Candlemas we learn something very important about Mary, her intimate knowledge of her son. She knew the truth. She had been told at the Annunciation that Jesus was to be the Son of the Most High and that his kingdom would not end. We know how she kept all these things and pondered over them. And now she is told that he will be rejected and that a sword will pierce her own soul. And just as mothers know their children in a way that no one else does, so Mary knew Jesus. But the more she learnt, the more confusing it became. So with us and our relationship with Jesus Christ. His light attracts us, it warms us, we bask in its glory, and yet that same light looks straight into us, pierces us, sees us as we really are, and yet still loves and sustains us. Candlemas is a time for reminding ourselves of who Jesus really is and how his love connects with our lives. We remind ourselves through the powerful symbolism of light, light that never goes out, even when all else is dark. And just as it is impossible to keep light to oneself, it always will shine out. So we inevitably take what we have glimpsed and seen into his world and to his people. We will let them know that the Christ child loved them so much that he died for them, and of course, that he lives for them. Amen.